The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the show where you get expert advice about the heavy duty parts you buy and sell and keep you informed about what's happening in the industry. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Did you know that each week we publish a lot of content? Sign up to our weekly email so you never miss out. Go to heavydutypartsreport.com and sign up today. Fleets can be on autopilot when it comes to alternators and starters. What exactly does that mean? Well, we're going to get into that today. And there's a lot at stake because really it's not if there's going to be a problem. It's more like when there's going to be a problem. And when there's a problem, it can cost a lot of money. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk to a representative of a company that has made it their mission to make high quality alternators and starters. And they've used technological advancements to accomplish that. And they've also spent a lot of time and effort to try to make it as easy as possible to do business with them. Jonathan Smith is the Assistant Director of Aftermarket Sales and Marketing at Prestolite Electric, manufacturer of Leesonville heavy duty starters and alternators. Jonathan, welcome to the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here, Jamie.
Well, I'm happy you're here because I'm really looking forward to getting into this subject. When you talk about the expertise that your company has, Jonathan, you've developed this over years of manufacturing heavy-duty parts, but Broad Ocean plays a role kind of in that legacy, and I'd love to understand a little more about Broad Ocean and how it's impacted your company and really how it has changed the way that you bring these high-quality products to market.
You know, Broad Ocean Motors, they're a leading global manufacturer of motors, starters, and alternators, and they invested in Prestolite Electric and Leesonville brands about 6 years ago. And this was really exciting for us because Broad Ocean Motors are a strategic partner. And this partnership signals significant commitment to next generation technologies, product line expansions, and world-class manufacturing and quality processes. So we have a comprehensive US-based engineering and manufacturing operation that includes state-of-the-art research and development facilities. And that we're able to serve our markets in North America with global technology and engineering leadership with best-in-class U.S. manufacturing, distribution, and customer facilities. You know, and what that really means for us is, you know, Broad Ocean was a strategic partner. They already make starters and alternators, where before we were owned by, you know, private equity firms, and they were good on the financial side, but they weren't really good at helping us develop world-class technologies on the alternator and starter side. And they've even helped us with our load handler brand, where we have a value line and we needed to go to China to get that manufactured. They were able to point us in the right direction, help us with the language barrier, help us find a strategic partner to help us with our load handler brand so that we offered a quality product that people would expect from Leesonville.
That makes a lot of sense to me because to be truly global, you need to have that experience across different cultures, different geographical areas, as well as different areas of expertise. So what I really heard you say is that you're combining the already great experience your company had in North America, and then you combine that with this global partner, and it really just made the whole product line better from your value line all the way up to your most highest quality products. Is that what I heard?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have our engineering is US-based, but we have a lot of our engineers in China that help us, especially our starter development. We have a fantastic engineer in Europe. And, you know, we combine all those talents together to provide engineering and engineer world-class products.
So when we talk about this from the perspective of the people who buy the products, let's talk about fleets for a minute. You know, we mentioned at the outset of our conversation that sometimes fleets can be on autopilot when it comes to alternators and starters. What does that mean from your perspective?
A lot of times when I go to talk to a fleet, you know, small, medium-sized fleet especially, you know, they'll say, I've used the same alternator and starter combination for the last 20 years. You know, I use the same alternator amperage. You know, it's worked fine for me up till now. Or, you know, what do you do when you replace those? And they, well, you know, I got a guy down the street and I've used him to rebuild my alternators and starters for the last 20 years, you know, and he does a great job. But really, that's kind of a disservice because, you know, in the last 20 years, technologies on trucks have changed dramatically. You know, you've had several emission standards that have gone through, and what they've done is create more underhood engine temperature. Engines have a lot more vibration than they did then. One of the reasons why we have pad mount alternators now is because of vibration. It plants that alternator right on the side of the engine. And then amperage requirements have gone up. You have, you know, the diesel exhaust fluid pump. There's a heater for that. There's navigation systems, creature comforts, long haul trucks. You have batteried HVAC systems that require a lot more amperage. So combining all those things together and then going back to the fleet and saying, well, you know, I've used the same thing for the last 20 years. And then when it breaks, I just have my friend down the road fix it. You know, is really doing a disservice to that fleet.
This is an important part of the conversation. We want to talk about the economic impact of making those kinds of decisions. Fleet ownership is always concerned with lowering cost per mile and total cost of operation. But sometimes the decisions that get made at the shop level go against that. And it's not even on purpose. It's just a lack of total understanding of the economic impact. So can you explain to me what the economic impact is of not staying up to date with the alternators and starters so that it matches the technology that the truck has?
Yeah, you know, and Jamie, it comes right down to finding the right size alternator for your application. You know, if you don't have the right size alternator, simply may not live as long when you're having component failures, alternator failures. You know, downtime is pretty harsh. So, you know, when we go to spec an alternator with a fleet, we look at the whole system. You know, we look at the batteries, the starter, and the alternator. If you don't have the right size alternator for your truck, then power is going to be coming out of the batteries to help supplement the power the alternator can't provide. So your alternators are going to cycle a lot more. And then as your alternators cycle or get low, then you're going to have low voltage starts. And electrical components hate low voltage starts. Electrical systems as a whole hate running on less voltage than they're designed to run on. Making sure that you have the alternator and starter spec for your amperage requirements to your vehicle is critical. You know, and we can kind of take a couple examples here. First example would be a long haul fleet. You know, they've put a battery HVAC system on their truck, but they either haven't upgraded the alternator to accommodate for the requirements that those batteries are going to need to recharge as the truck goes down the road. So they're going to get less battery HVAC time. So if they don't have the right alternator, when the truck gets to a stop, instead of having 6 to 8, 10 hours of battery HVAC for the driver to rest in, he may only get 2 to 4 hours, you know, so it's going to be more detrimental on the system. Your driver's not going to be happy. You know, a lot of the fleets are looking for drivers, you know, and you don't want to upset your drivers. And then if you kind of look at like even like a short haul or final mile city kind of fleet, you know, say a convenience store, you know, where there's a convenience store every 5 miles around the city. So the truck has to, he pulls up, the lift gate goes up and down 3 or 4 times, and then he can't idle the truck. So the truck's off, lift gate's going up and down on batteries. And then the driver gets back in, he drives to the next stop, again, does the same thing. Now, if you looked at that truck from a load perspective, as far as lights, heat, you know, it's a day cab, it's not going to have a lot of loads. But then you look at how the truck is operating. Normally, look at that truck and say 160 amp alternator is probably fine, you know, but really you probably want a 200, 210 amp alternator, something with a lot more output at idle to make sure you're recovering those batteries a lot quicker between stops. So you're getting optimal performance, your batteries aren't cycling too much, you're not doing low voltage starts, you know, so backing the right alternator is really critical for this.
You try to save a couple bucks on your alternator or starter in this situation, and now you're impacting all these other parts. You probably have to prematurely change the alternator and starter again. You got batteries. You've got other components that are maybe impacted by that low voltage. My old mentor always said, you know, you kick over a rock and 8 spiders crawl out. Like the problems just expand exponentially. So I can see how if you're not factoring that correctly, you're really not taking into account the total cost of that decision.
Yes, that's absolutely true. You know, and I've had a lot of fleets talk to me about, you know, when I go in and I talk to them about their alternator or, you know, hey, I like to ask them, what are your issues? What do you have problems with as far as your electrical system? You know, hey, I'm having battery issues or I'm having starter issues. And then the first question I ask after that is, well, what alternator are you running? Oh, we don't have alternator issues. I know, but what size alternator do you have? Example I just described, you know, a lot of times, again, they have 160 amp alternator. When I tell them I think they need a 210 amp, they're like, I don't need that much amperage. I don't have that many loads. But as a whole system and what you're doing with the truck, that's really the route you need to take in order to get optimal performance out of your truck, you know, because it's a lot cheaper to put on a little more expensive alternator now than go out and have to give the guy a pull start when he's at 3 o'clock and it's rush hour traffic and you want to go home, he wants to go home, but you got to run out there and give him a pull start to get him home.
I just wanted to take a brief moment to let you know that I've been working with forward-thinking, heavy-duty companies as a business consultant, creating great content, helping sales use digital tools more effectively, and developing business growth strategies are the most common projects that I'm involved in. If you would like to work with me, go to heavydutypartsreport.com/consultant. That's heavydutypartsreport.com/consultant to learn more. I also work as a brand ambassador for great brands like Diesel Parts. Diesel Parts is a aftermarket parts cross-reference and lookup tool that makes it easier to identify parts than ever before. Go to parts.diesellaptops.com to create your free account. That's parts.diesellaptops.com. All right, let's get back to the interview. Today, we are speaking with Jonathan Smith, Assistant Director of Aftermarket Sales and Marketing at Prestolite Electric, who manufactures Lease Neuville heavy-duty alternators and starters. Jonathan, your company has made engineering industry-leading products its priority, and you've really focused on serving your customers, your fleets, and really playing the role of business partner. So how does that mission impact the fleet directly?
And what we try to do when we go to a fleet, when we go to work with them, whether it's a bus fleet, over-the-road fleet, a city hall fleet, we work to partner with them. You know, we want to analyze their current truck and see what their amperage requirements need, if there are, you know, temperature requirements. We can do anything from a load study with an amp clamp and a meter, you know, to get a real simple and quick reading on what loads that truck requires. You know, sometimes, like, again, on the city hall kind of fleet where you're just doing a load study on the truck, so they're not going to tell the whole tale. In that case, we can put on a data bucket where we'd leave that on there for a few weeks. And that data logger would log all the information output on the batteries, amperage of the alternator, voltage at the starter. We can also put a temperature reading on there to make sure that we know what kind of underhood engine temperatures are. You know, because a truck going down the road is going to get a lot more air than a truck that sits in traffic. You know what I mean? So the first thing that we do when we go to a fleet is we try to really figure out what their needs are for an alternator. Our Idle Pro and our Idle Pro Extreme alternators, they come standard with remote sense and lamp driver functions, as well as our isolated ground technology. Isolated ground, that reduces the amount of stray voltage that can go through the engine and travel through the electrical component. You know, and I remember when you used to have AM radios in your car and you had an old car, so you turned on the AM radio and you get to certain frequencies and you hear electrical noise, you know, as the engine revved up, your hum and then another hum. Isolated ground technology really works to reduce that kind of noise. But on the other side of that, you can also have electrolysis in the engine, which causes brown coolant, causes damage to the heads in the engine. I mean, it can really be quite detrimental. But the other thing that this remote sense and lamp driver does is it allows you to stock less part numbers. So, you know, we go to a fleet, we say, hey, you know, you need our 210 amp alternator. Okay, well, I have Freightliners, I have Navistars, and I have Peterbilts. Okay, well, the Freightliners, they probably take remote sense. They usually have remote sense technology. So this alternator already has that. The Navistars, okay, they use remote sense, they use a lamp driver. So you can use that. And then say the Peterbilts, they don't use either. So instead of having to have three different alternators for these trucks, they can have one alternator that covers all three of those applications with the different functions. So on all our new technology, we put all those on the alternator to make it simpler for stocking. And we also have all our units are new no core. So, you know, a lot of times cores you can do really well with, or you can lose a lot of money with cores if you're not careful with it. And, you know, if you have broken housings or put in the wrong one, you know, you can really lose a lot of money with those. So that's another part where we work with fleets to make it easier for them. And we're committed to U.S. manufacturing. Our Idle Pro and Idle Pro Extreme alternators are manufactured in Western New York. We also manufacture our military starters there. And next year, we're moving our PowerPro Extreme 10 starters to our Arcade manufacturing facility. And the other thing that we have that we've tried to do for everybody is we've put together an e-catalog, okay? So it allows customers to be able to look up alternators by part number, by application, and by VIN number. So if you'd like, I could show you a little bit of that.
So for those listening on the podcast, we've brought up the e-catalog that Jonathan was talking about. And so you can go over to our YouTube channel or to heavydutypartsreport.com. And in the show notes of this episode, we will have the video so that you can watch it. I'll do my best to, and Jonathan will do his best to describe exactly what it is that we're looking at. So Jonathan, you're on the eCatalog site. Let me let you take it from there. What am I looking at here?
Okay. Well, this is the opening page for our eCatalog. Now, a lot of times you're going to be looking for a part. So you're going to go to a part search right here. This is going to give you a couple ways to look up part numbers. So the first one, I'm going to search by a VIN number. You know, and what we try to do is, you know, when you call the dealer, you know, they say your make, model, and engine of the truck, and that can give you an alternator result. Now, the thing about a VIN number is it's a government code. So the first part of it tells you the year, make, model, and engine. And then the last portion, like the Freightliner dealer, the Navistar dealer would ask for, is proprietary. It tells you it's a blue truck with, you know, green frame rails, you know, all those kind of things. So we don't know necessarily the proprietary information on what came on the truck specifically, but you can see here, the VIN number I pulled up is a 2015 12.8 liter engine. The serial code is a DD13. So it's a Freightliner Cascadia with a DD13 engine. So kind of scroll down here, you're going to see that we have an alternator available for that application. And then we have a few starter choices. Now, depending on what you need, would be which alternator you pick. You know, but you can roll over the application notes. This is a 350 amp brushless unit for batteried HVAC systems with, you know, no haul, no idle, or other kind of things like that. You know, brushless unit recommended for long haul trucks, things of that nature.
What I like about what you're showing me too is that there's really good high quality pictures. It's very easy to see where to click to get the part detail information. And then, like you said, there's those notes that are at the bottom of each card. And, you know, you click on that and a little window pops up. So it's not constantly redirecting you to multiple pages. All the information is right there. So that's really convenient.
And then the other nice thing here too is, so say when I go out and ride with an outside salesperson from a dealer or one of our aftermarket distributors, when we go to fleets, I will encourage them to look at this stuff as well, because it would really be nice if the fleet looked it up and then called the sales guy and said, hey, I want this product. So say, for example, he picks this, the fleet looks at this and he picks this 170 amp Vital Pro alternator. Now, my customer, or the distributor, dealer, whatever, say he doesn't stock this unit. This is the unit the customer wants. He doesn't stock it. You can roll down here and you have associated parts and can use parts. Okay. So if he doesn't want doesn't have the 170 amp in stock, but he has the 210 amp unit in stock, well, there you go. Hey, you're not going to notice the difference. It looks exactly the same. You know, you can see here, you can go through the pictures. Okay. Well, that's what mine looked like. Well, I want to go to the 210 amp. It'll show you it looks exactly the same. You know, oh, okay, well, it looks the same. Okay, it's, look at the back there. It's got your positive, your negative, your remote sense, your lamp driver. So it has all the features that you had in the previous one. But this gives the distributor an opportunity not to lose the sale and make sure he still gets the fleet, the part that they needed. You know, and we always recommend never go down in amperage. So if, you know, your fleet asked for 170 amp, you know, you gave them a 210 amp, an alternator only makes as much current as it's asked to make, as the system asks it to make. So going to a 270 amp unit and this alternator can make 60 or 80 or whatever amps it needs all day long.
Awesome. Well, that looks very easy to use, very intuitive. So you've got ability to put in a VIN. You can do it by year, make, model. You can do it by part search. And I assume there's a cross-reference function there as well. So that makes it very, very easy for people to use. Now, we'll make sure that we include in the show notes of this episode a link to this so that people can access it directly. And this is available to the public. Is that correct?
Yes, it's available to everybody. You know, and this is just a small snippet of what this does. There's bill of materials in there. So, you know, if you have a starter and you accidentally, you know, the starter fails your drop test in your shop and you break the solenoid, you can find a part for that. You can look up by part number, you can look up by application, you can look it up by attribute. And we have two YouTube videos on our YouTube channel that show you how to run this.
Awesome. Well, we'll include the links there as well. So that's great. Well, thank you very much, Jonathan, for showing us how to use your eCatalog. I'd like to shift the conversation to vocational fleets. I live in northern Alberta and Canada. All around me is logging, but oil and gas as well. And in a lot of the oil and gas applications, trucks are working at idle, and there's many vocational applications where working at idle is an issue. Can you tell me a little bit about the technology that you have to help fleets that are in that specific scenario and kind of what makes it a better product?
We pride ourselves at Leasonville on having high output at low engine RPM. And even like years ago, I remember we used to, I'd be with one of my sales guys, another friend, and he would, we'd see a truck that pulled up. And then when he hit the brakes, the lights would dim. You know, we knew we didn't have one of our alternators because the lights weren't staying fully illuminated when he slowed down. But especially critical in vocational fleets. You know, we have our 210 amp alternator that has 140 amps of idle. You know, so it's great on those school bus applications, plow trucks. You know, I mean, Northern Alberta, you understand those kind of environments. And what that does is you want to think about your worst day. You know, it's cold, it's sleet, so the wipers are going full blast, the heater's on full blast, every light on the truck is on. You want to make sure that even in that scenario, that the alternator is covering all the loads for the vehicle and there's still output coming back to the battery. So when you clip your amp clamp on, everything's running, there's power that's still going into the battery because the power is coming out, that's no good. So worst case scenario day on a low RPM, you still have all your outputs, all your loads are covered.
Jonathan, over the course of our conversation, you've talked about different grades of product that you have. I'd like to just kind of end our conversation today by focusing or giving an overview of the solutions you have that really help fleets to look at their total cost of operation, products that are going to be cost effective and products that are going to help them lower their total cost of operation, because you've got quite the range there. So let's give the audience a nice overview of your products and then we'll finish up our conversation today.
Okay. Yeah. And we have like, and I kind of touched on, you know, we have our load handler power products, you know, which is our value line. But you know, when we set out to put out a value line, we looked at what the other, what our competitors did, and they may have focused more on having a lower cost product, or we focused on having a quality lower cost product. You know, so we asked for NTN bearings, different stator varnish, different regulators. You know, to make sure that that stuff, you know, really meant the quality you expect for those kind of products. So you know, for older fleets, you know, that's a really great product. You know, but getting into our higher end stuff, you know, we have our premium alternators, our Idle Pro and our Idle Pro Extreme units. And we cover those with our Prestolite Power Promise warranty, which are Idle Pro units. It's a 3-year unlimited mileage warranty on our 210 and 240 amp versions. So it can really give your fleets a level of confidence in the product that it's going to perform. And then our Idle Pro Extreme alternators, those are high amp brushless units. We have 220 amp units with 200 amps at idle, all the way up to 420 amp units with over 200 amps at idle. And these are covered by our 4-year unlimited mileage warranty. And when you have our Prestolite Power Promise warranty on these, it's a no hassle warranty. We have a description of that warranty on our Idle Pro Extreme website, but really all the stuff that we used to kick out warranties for, we cover. And there's a full list of all the warranty modes that we cover on those. So we've really expanded it. And what that does is it really gives you a confidence and a level of performance. So if you have an alternator that you can put on that's going to last you for 4 years of trouble-free mileage, you know, that's going to really lower your cost per mile. And anytime that you can get rid of downtime, changing alternators, even if you're changing in your shop, your service is still worth something. You know, you got to charge that guy's hours to somewhere. These premium alternators and technologies really help with that.
Jonathan, as we've been talking, it kind of occurred to me that there's really a formula to this. And I'm going to try to say it, see if I get it right. You let me know if I got it right. But the formula is make sure you've got the right part spec'd for the application. And then choose the high quality part that's going to last a long time. And if you combine that formula together, the result is that you're going to lower your cost of operation. You're going to lower your total cost per mile, and you're going to put more profit into the account of the fleet owner. Is that correct?
That is absolutely 100% correct. If you have the right alternator on the right truck, you know, you're going to have a lot of trouble-free mileage. And it's not a bad thing to have a few extra amps in your pocket when you're putting those things on.
You've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and we've been speaking with Jonathan Smith, Assistant Director of Aftermarket Sales Marketing at Prestolite Electric, who manufacture the Leasonville Heavy Duty Alternators and Starters. To learn more, go to prestolite.com. We're also going to include a couple other links in the show notes so that you can go to the e-catalog and you can also look at the YouTube training videos. Jonathan, thank you for being on the Heavy Duty Parts Report.
Thank you for having me, Jamie. I appreciate it.
Did you know that on Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain, 12 Eastern, we broadcast live interviews that you can participate in. Tune in on LinkedIn, YouTube, or Facebook. Learn more at heavydutypartsreport.com/live. That's heavydutypartsreport.com/live. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and I'd just like to remind everyone to focus on cost per mile and... Let's keep those trucks and trailers rolling. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.